January the 9th, 2024. Yevpatoria, Ukraine. Yesterday, I came to visit my parents-in-law with my child and took a little nap after the journey. I woke up at 5 p.m. from an explosion. That was the first time I've ever heard one. I've never heard nothing of that kind in Simferopol. I felt neither fear nor panic. Those explosions sounded somewhere very close to my place. I felt calm and even happy while reading that the strike seems to be quite accurate. I don't know whether it's normal not to be afraid of explosions. I feel more frightened when Russians' air defense is working. I know that the Russians would shoot at our homes when they start to flee. They wouldn't care about the people inside them. This is what scares me the most. My parents-in-law live like nothing happening. I'm not entirely sure about their attitude to the war. We didn't manage to have a normal talk on this issue. They were afraid to speak sincerely, and so we were. They don't watch TV. My mother-in-law thinks that it saved them from being brainwashed, but still, she gets all her information from Russian Telegram channels. She's waiting for the war to stop and for everything to become as it used to be. She seems to perceive the war as something very distant, something that had nothing to do with her. At the beginning of the full-scale invasion, of course, they stocked food supplies at home and packed the so-called emergency bags. We did that too. That was the period when we felt closer to each other. But everything's different now. They just want to live their quiet lives without caring about the flag outside. But we care. Not a single Russian or their supporters should remain in Crimea. It's only the armed force of Ukraine that can cut this vermin out. And the war should definitely come to Crimea, so that we could enjoy peace and security afterward. It's not our army that one should be afraid of, but of remaining under occupation in Russian captivity. This is the worst.